Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Happy City: Transforming Our Lives Through Urban Design is a 2013 nonfiction book by Charles Montgomery that examines how the built environment shapes human well-being, written at the intersection of urban planning, psychology, behavioral science, and public policy. It argues that cities are not neutral backdrops, but active forces that influence how people feel, move, socialize, and make choices. Montgomery draws on research and examples from different cities to question car-centered development, suburban sprawl, and the belief that efficiency alone makes a city good. Instead, he proposes that urban design should be judged by its effects on happiness, health, and social connection. The book is especially concerned with walkability, public space, access to nature, and the design of neighborhoods that encourage everyday encounters. Its purpose is both analytical and practical, to show why city form matters and to suggest how planners, policymakers, and residents can build places that better support human flourishing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, urban design as a direct influence on happiness and behavior. The central argument of Happy City is that cities shape more than mobility and land use. They shape emotional life, social behavior, and mental health. Montgomery treats the city as an environment that continuously nudges people toward certain habits, moods, and relationships. This makes urban design a human issue rather than a purely technical one. Streets, housing patterns, transit systems, and public spaces determine whether people encounter others easily, whether daily life feels stressful or calm, and whether residents experience belonging or isolation. The book is distinctive because it links planning decisions to subjective well-being instead of only to economic output or traffic flow. That approach broadens the responsibility of planners and public officials. They are not just organizing infrastructure, but helping define the conditions of everyday life. By framing cities as instruments of happiness or unhappiness, Montgomery asks readers to evaluate familiar urban forms through a different lens. A successful city is not simply one that functions efficiently, but one that supports healthy and meaningful human experience. Secondly, why car dependency and sprawl often undermine urban life. Montgomery is sharply critical of suburban sprawl and car-dominated development, which he presents as historically understandable but increasingly costly forms of urban growth. In the book, spread-out metropolitan patterns are associated with long commutes, exhaustion, social fragmentation, and dependence on private vehicles. The issue is not only congestion or environmental impact, it is also the daily psychological burden of spending time in transit, planning around traffic, and living far from work, services, and other people. Montgomery contrasts this with denser, more connected city centers, where people can access more opportunities without relying on cars for every trip. His argument does not claim that all suburbs are inherently bad, but it does show that car-first planning often externalizes costs onto residents in the form of stress, time loss, and reduced social contact. This theme matters because it reframes transportation policy as a quality of life question. The way cities allocate space to roads, parking, and dispersed development can either isolate people or make daily life more coherent, efficient, and humane. Thirdly, walkability, transit, and the value of short daily trips. A major practical theme in Happy City is the importance of designing places where people can move on foot, by bicycle, or by reliable public transportation. Montgomery argues that walkable neighborhoods are not just healthier in a physical sense. They also create more opportunities for casual social interaction and reduce the mental strain associated with driving. The book gives particular attention to the length and structure of everyday travel, suggesting that people are often happiest when commuting and errands are not excessively long. This is important because it connects transportation design with emotional equilibrium, not simply speed or convenience. Walkability also changes how people experience their neighborhood's slower movement, makes streets more legible, more social, and more open to spontaneous encounters. Transit-oriented and pedestrian-friendly environments can reduce dependence on parking, lower stress, and make access to shops, parks, and services easier for more residents. Montgomery presents these design choices as ways to enlarge freedom rather than restrict it, because people gain more options when the city is structured around human-scale movement instead of constant automobile use. Fourthly, public space, green space, and the social infrastructure of belonging. Happy City places strong emphasis on parks, plazas, community gardens, and other shared spaces that allow people to gather without needing to spend money or belong to a formal group. Montgomery treats these spaces as essential civic infrastructure because they support trust, informal contact, and community life. The book also highlights the mental health benefits of access to nature, arguing that green space should not be considered a decorative extra, but a basic component of a healthy city. This includes larger parks as well as smaller interventions such as rooftop gardens, pocket parks, urban forests, and tree-lined streets. The underlying reasoning is that people are not only consumers or commuters, they are social beings who need places to meet, observe, and participate in public life. When cities neglect these spaces, they often produce environments that are efficient in a narrow sense but emotionally thin and socially fragmented. By contrast, shared and green spaces help residents feel rooted in place and connected to others. Montgomery, therefore, presents urban ecology and public life as mutually reinforcing rather than separate planning goals. Lastly, using happiness research to rethink what makes a city successful. One of the book's most original features is its interdisciplinary method. Montgomery draws on psychology, neuroscience, behavioral economics, and urban planning to argue that city design should be tested against how people actually live and feel. This matters because traditional planning metrics often prioritize growth, traffic throughput, or architectural ambition while ignoring lived experience. Happy City pushes readers to ask different questions. Do people feel safe walking home? Are they able to meet neighbors by chance? Does the city offer meaningful access to nature, community, and time? Montgomery also shows that historically influential ideas about urban form have often failed when judged by human satisfaction alone, even when they looked elegant on paper. The book therefore stands out by combining critique and evidence rather than relying on ideology. It does not simply praise compact cities or condemn suburbs in the abstract. It asks how specific design choices affect everyday happiness. That makes the book useful not only for planners and architects, but also for anyone trying to understand how policy, design, and behavior interact in urban environments. In conclusion, Happy City is best suited for readers interested in urban planning, architecture, transportation policy, public health, or the social effects of everyday environments. It is also valuable for general readers who want to understand why some places feel energizing and others feel draining. The book offers practical insight into why walkability, public space, green space, and transit access matter. But it also provides an intellectual framework for judging cities by human outcomes rather than by abstract design ideals. Its main benefit is that it helps readers connect local planning decisions to larger questions of well-being, community, and mental health. Compared with many books on cities, it stands out because it is not only descriptive or historical. It is interdisciplinary, research-based, and focused on the lived experience of urban residents. Montgomery does not treat happiness as a vague slogan. He treats it as a measurable and design-sensitive public concern. That combination of evidence, accessibility, and practical relevance makes the book especially distinctive within urban studies and nonfiction about city life. If you would like to support Charles Montgomery, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.